Every Shabbos, we have Kriya Sator as well as Monday and Thursday, a discussion, Takanas Ezra, and we have Moshe Rabbeinu fit in. But every Shabbos, it's a mitzvah b'drabanan, and we have to read the Parashah Shavua. Originally, it was every 3 years we finish. Now we finish every year. And as well, the Haftorah is the minig of a Haftorah, and that it wasn't a specific Haftorah given. It was in, you pick in Yoni Diyoma or in Yoni HaParsha. And that's why you have different Minhagim, Svarim and Ashkenaz. However, when it comes to, as we mentioned, the Shosha de Praniyusa, that even if it was a case where it might have been Marcha Chodesh or some other reason, that we keep the Shalosh Praniyusa, as well as the Shiva and the Chemta. That the order is that we have the Shvosha, the Praniyusa, the Shiva, the Nechemta. That's why last week we didn't read Macha Chodesh, we read about the comfort. And then Chazal say, and afterwards we have the Haftorahs of Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And that's what we see. So the Shaila is, we know generally speaking, first you have Pranios, punishment, then you do tshuva, and then you have nechama. Like we find throughout Ramam, you do tshuva, miyad negolim. We say first, in davening, first we do slachonu, then we do gal Yisrael. So generally speaking, first this tshuva, then this gula. So it seems to be out of order. And the Shiva and the Chemta come before the Haftorahs of Tshuva. So when you learn the Via Machronim, something is very difficult because it seems like a lot of repetition over and over again. The Malbim's Mahalach is each word has a different meaning. That's why Malbim's the king of grammar and words, and that's how the Malbim interprets. However, what's the pshat? Why is there so much repetition? So they explain is like a, let's say a child gets lost. It could only be for 10 seconds, it could be for 10 minutes. And then they find a mommy or daddy and they come back and the mother says, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Like 5, 10, 15 times. And the kid needs comfort. He was despondent. He was afraid. Never leave me again. Do you find a lot of repetition? So when it comes to Nechama, when it comes to you talking to the seichel, the brain, so saying it once is enough. But when you're talking to the heart needs repetition. When the Jewish people are despondent after the Sholosh, the Praniyusa, the Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, all the terrible suffering, so it's not enough just to God to say, I love you once, I want you back, having won a Praniyusa. In fact, it's double, it's more than double. Of the Praniyas is to teach us that in your heart it takes time to know. In other words, obviously tshuva has to come first for nechama to come, but psychologically, a person isn't going to do tshuva if he's despondent. If a person feels he's worthless, no one cares about them, that's not going to breed tshuva. As Rav Soloveitchik explains in, when we talk about in Parashas Kitzavo, Vidoy Meiser, it says, Asisi koshas, I did everything you told me. What do you mean? Vido is asham nu baga nu. I did everything wrong. So Rav Soloveitchik points out, a prerequisite for tshuva is you got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe you can do better, then you're not going to do better. A prerequisite for tshuva is you got to believe you can do better, and then you think, God, I did wrong. But if you don't think you can do better, so what's to go to a therapist? That's not tshuva. So that's what Chazal are teaching us here. The order, chronologically, of course, is you got to need tshuva before nechama. But Chazal is talking us psychologically here. In order for us to do tshuva, we have to feel that God hasn't rejected us. And we, like Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vakam, that we're down, if you feel despondent and down, you'll stay down. In order to encourage people to do tshuva, you have to show you care about them. And that's the yisod here, that it's true that we do tshuva Nemiyad Nigolim, but to get to the tshuva, Chazal are telling us sometimes you need Nechama, and sometimes more than double the Nechama, and that's all the repetition in Nevi'im Machronim, and that's why we have 7 weeks, God saying the same thing. Comfort me, comfort me, comfort me. But when you talk to the heart, you need to hear it many times. And therefore, as we approach the days, as we're in Elul, the days of Rosh Hashanah, so that's what, those are the Haftorahs we read in order to get us into the comfort mode, in order that we can do a proper tshuva on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.